The very first. First time events that change the times and the customs of humankind. Today's episode, nearsighted predictions. There's an old Chinese proverb, to prophesy is extremely difficult, especially with regard to the future. Some historical predictions that missed. In 1894, the president of the Royal Society, Lord Kelvin, predicted that radio had no future whatsoever. The first radio factory was opened 5 years later. Today, there are more than 1 billion radio sets in the world, tuned to more than 33,000 radio stations. Lord Kelvin also noted that heavier-than-air flying machines were impossible. The Wright brothers' first flight covered a distance equal to only about half the length of the wingspan of a Boeing 747. Shortly after its invention, a member of the British Parliament said there was no need for telephones because, quote, we have enough messengers here, unquote. The telephone was not widely appreciated for the first 15 years because people just didn't see any use for it. Western Union believed it could never take the place of the telegraph, and even Mark Twain, upon being invited by Alexander Graham Bell to invest $5,000 in the new invention, declined. He couldn't see a future for the telephone. Irish scientist Dr. Dionysius Lardner, in the mid-1800s, didn't believe that trains could contribute much in the way of speedy transportation. He wrote, rail travel at high speed is not possible because passengers would die of suffocation. In the early 20th century, only 4 million automobiles were manufactured for the world market because the world would run out of chauffeurs. In 1945, as World War II ended, the Volkswagen factory and all patents were offered free of charge to Henry Ford II. He declined, dismissing the Volkswagen Beetle as a bad design. Today, more than 70 million autos are produced internationally every year, and the Beetle became one of the best-selling vehicles of all time. Tomorrow, more nearsighted predictions. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.